Hello.
Hello, hi, I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Would you be so kind as to give us just a few minutes of your time?
Yeah.
Sir?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And first of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling
yeah.
you on your cell phone. Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your house who works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Thank you. And your age, what is your age, sir?
46.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming election for mayor in November on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote, and you may use any number between 0 and 10.
The mayor?
For the mayor, yes, in November.
Let's say 8 or 9.
Thank you. And I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and all the local offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
I will probably
definitely
vote.
Probably. Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that this year's upcoming mayor elections in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual? More important? Somewhat more important or less important, or about the same?
About the same. Other elections are way more important. The mayor election in Philadelphia is not up there on that list.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican, independent,
Democrat.
Or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat,
yes.
Or not a strong Democrat? A strong, thank you.
A strong Democrat, yes.
Thank
definitely.
You, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the city
very
of Philadelphia
satisfied.
Thank you.
Overall,
and, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job? Approve or disapprove?
I approve overall.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. I approve.
Thank
I'm in business in the city, and I believe in their system.
Okay.
Overall.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say that crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same as it has been for years, or getting better, lessening from what it has been?
It's about the same.
Okay. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay, thank you. And how would you rate it?
Maybe good, yeah.
Okay, and how would you rate the city's trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate
I know something. They leave
yes,
so
sir.
Much trash on the side. Just good. Just good.
Okay. I'll change it. Okay. And how would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor. I would say poor.
Thank you. Some people feel that certain areas of the city get more better services than others. Thinking specifically about your area of Philadelphia, do you think your area is getting more than its fair share? It is fair share or less,
more,
than other areas?
More than its fair share. Yeah,
thank
more.
You. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns. Some others in Philadelphia say that they want their next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? You may choose up to two. I'm going to read you a list. Reducing violent crime in the city, addressing juvenile delinquency, improving the city's kindergarten to 12th grade public school system, reducing taxes, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, creating more quality, affordable housing, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, addressing homelessness, rooting out corruption in city government, fixing roads and repairing potholes, addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington. The commission is two of them that they should be focused on the next year.
The opiate epidemic and okay.
Reforming the police department and then police harassment, racial profiling.
No, not that one. I forget the other one.
Rooting out corruption in city government?
Yeah, rooting out corruption, absolutely. Thank you. But it's been, they've done a great job in the last 20 years rooting out corruption, no question.
Thank you. Did you vote in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May, yes or no?
I did not.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
100.
Thank you. Sherelle Parker, 0 to 100.
I just read about her. 75.
Thank you. David Aul, 0 to 100.
75.
Thank you.
50. David Aul, 50.
Thank you. Jim Kenney, 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. The Working Families Party, 0 to 100.
The Workers Family Party?
Yes, you never heard of it?
Let me know. Not aware of it.
Okay, thank you. Josh Shapiro, 0 to 100.
90. Thank 100. You. Say 100. Josh Shapiro, 100.
Okay, thank you. The Democratic Party, 0 to 100.
100.
Thank you. Dwight Evans, 0 to 100.
I'm not aware of him.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a few weeks away, but what if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today? For whom would you vote? The Republican David Aul or the Democrat Sherelle Parker?
Sherelle Parker.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you are going to support Sherelle Parker in the election for mayor of Philadelphia? Are you very certain? Fairly certain? Just somewhat certain. Thank you, sir. And now I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we're going to choose one randomly. The candidate that we would like to ask you about is Sherelle Parker. Other people will ask about different candidates. For each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Sherelle Parker. You say 0. If you don't think it applies to Sherelle Parker at all, a 5 if you think it somewhat applies to Sherelle Parker, and a 10 if you think that it completely applies to Sherelle Parker, and you may use any number between 0 and 10. Put what's right above partisan politics, 0 or 10.
5.
Thank you.
That's a problem.
Okay, it's honest and trustworthy, 0 or 10.
8.
Thank you. Has the right approach for policing and fighting crime? Policing and fighting crime?
5.
Thank you. Has the right approach to city budget and finances? 0 to 10.
Yeah, I'm not sure. 5.
Thank you. Shares my values? 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Brings pride back to the city, 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. It's inspiring, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Okay. Next, I'd like to ask your opinion about some of the policies that Sherelle Parker says she wants to enact if she is elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. For each policy, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose it. Making sure that schools and support opportunities remain open and available year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for academic enrichment for young children and job and workforce training for high schoolers. This will also allow parents to work full-time without having to worry about child care for their school-age kids. Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Making arrests for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs or being visible high and incapacitated in public or on septa. Support or oppose?
I'm in the middle.
Okay, so somewhat opposed?
I'm in the middle. Yeah, I see. This is very opposed. Let's say opposed. It's a tough thing.
I somewhat oppose. Okay, thank you. Making arrests for prostitution, especially in residential neighborhoods. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose?
Oppose, yeah.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Strongly.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Your vote has power, and that power is needed now more than ever to protect your rights and your community. We are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedom since the 60s. Extremists have attacked our reproductive rights, our voting rights, and even our history by trying to ban books at every level. The right-wing MAGA extremists are coming for our freedom and trying to divide us. We can push back by voting for change in our local elections, by turning out in strong numbers and supporting Sherelle Parker as she fights to change our city for the better. We show them that hate and division have no place in our city. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And Sherelle Parker believes we must create an economy that works at every level, from teaching high school students the skills that they need for the jobs that are available, to supporting small businesses and entrepreneurs so that they can succeed, to working with large employers to create more good jobs and hire more Philadelphians. As the mayor, she will extend a program she created that provides free business classes and training to small businesses and entrepreneurs so that they have the know-how to take their business to the next level. 0 to 10.
It's relative to what I do, but I don't think it's too effective, that approach. I think, you know, so I'd say it's good thinking, but I don't think it works well. I'd say 3.
3?
3, yep.
Thank you. Okay.
I don't think the city of Philadelphia is going to make the company succeed or not succeed by other classes. So yeah, 3.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's upcoming elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And once more, I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican David Orr or the Democrat Sherelle Parker?
Sherelle Parker, Democrat.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thank you so much for hanging in there. I really appreciate your patience. We are 93%. It's only a few more questions. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th.
I'm sorry?
12th grade.
Thank you. And are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm not married. I have a girlfriend.
So you're single?
No, I'm not single. And what was it after married? I'm not married, but I have a girlfriend.
I'm married with a partner, single, separated.
Unmarried with a partner.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or young, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And this concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation and for the rest of your night. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.